the three dashboards to see where people are connecting to, and that's a good exercise for them. Not to take action, but just to monitor the three or four dashboards that we're connected to, and just to find out where the people are calling in from and see if they can dial down to where what talk group that they're coming in from. I thought that would be a good exercise. Did you not receive that email there, Randy?
No, negative. I did check my email today, but I was pretty much caught up to date with my emails yesterday. So, no, it wasn't on the list there, email. So, but yeah, what you just said here, yeah, definitely a good exercise. You know, you're understanding the system a lot better, you know, when you do that kind of stuff. And so who would be people that just everyday users that would you're promoting to connect up to these dashboards and monitor them? Over.
Yeah, those, actually it was our dashboard team that you had set up a training for us to monitor the dashboard and try to pick out any challenges that we may come up upon. And I thought I'd send you one as well. I think there was seven or eight on the list that you created. I don't know why you didn't get it. I'll double check. Maybe I wrote you one and it didn't go out. Maybe it's still in the draft form, over.
Yeah, Michelle's just heading out the door here to work. She's walking today, taking advantage of the beautiful day we have here. Yeah, no, I didn't get anything like that. And I didn't even check my junk mail, too. So I don't know. You got lost in cyberspace, maybe. But yeah, that would be a great exercise for, you know, people to help understand, you know, the network and the different connections. And, you know, it would be nice to, you know, I know, you know, if a person was new to the hobby or whatever, or you know, not familiar with the dashboards, it would be nice for them to post all the different dashboards in one location, you know, for all the systems, you know, on a single page or something like that. That would be kind of cool. But I think you've got them listed on your QRZ, and that's probably just as good a place as any. And, you know, to have them all listed there. And, you know, that's something I can do on my end here, too, is on my QRZ that I could edit the page there and put in those links. So anybody can check, can open up that, have a little quicker access, I guess, is what I'm, instead of hunting around for these web pages. Back to you.
Yeah, that was my key up there. I have two radios in the control room here. Yeah, actually, your page that you set up for Saskatchewan with the multi-linking system, maybe we should add that 420 link there as well. And the reason I've been monitoring the 420, because like I said, we get 10 new visitors each day that... And they may not come back if they check in on the 420 and they come in on the dashboard. And if you don't reply to them, they probably won't come back again. So that's why it's important to, especially for the new fellas, you know, when they get a chance to bring up the 420 and just monitor it. That's how you you invite people into the hobby there, over.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you're right. You know, back in the day, we haven't done that for a long time, is we monitor the Scouts Canada page. They used to have an Echolink conference page back in the day, and I don't know if they have that anymore, but you used to get a lot of junior operators on there, and it was always interesting listening to them and so forth. And yeah, I'm not sure if they still have that conference going or not. You know, I haven't, but that's, like I said, back in the day, you know, Scouts Canada was like a 420 network set up, and you know, you'd get all kinds of young people on there, junior people that got their license, because they used to hold license, and maybe they still do, I don't know, but they used to hold where you can write your license study period, and then they'd have, you know, tests where they'd, you know, help people communicate on the air, because these are just young, junior people that they're dealing with. And, yeah, it was always nice to hear. And, you know, after Scouts, you know, maybe they, you know, put amateur radio on the side, but they still got, they still hold the ticket. And they can come back in the hobby if they do leave anytime they wish in their lifespan. So, and a lot of them, you know, they started out that way. They're back to you, their email.
Yeah, very good. I just found the letter I sent. I guess it's still in draft, so I'll send you that link. Maybe we could put the dashboard link onto your the one that you have for all the dashboard list there, Sasquatch 5, I think you call it. Anyway, I'll send you this this draft message here. I thought I'd send it to you, but I'll send it again, and maybe you could take a look at it and take it from there, Randy. Over.
Okay, I'll be looking for it here. I'll be checking my email here in about a half hour or so. I'm still watching the news here somewhat. looking at the weather forecasts and all that sort of thing. So, anyways, yeah, it's good stuff, you know, all the way around. Any way that you can promote stuff that's in amateur radio, that's what it's all about, you know, and it's amazing how many people are out there, you know, experimenting with different things and learning different modes and all that sort of thing. So yeah, if they can connect up with us and talk on like on the 420 or whatever, that's what they're, you know, familiar with. And that's great. So, kudos there to Drew there for setting that up and all that. Sure, a great promoter of amateur radio for newcomers. Back to you. Oh, is that the Sask Warren page that you're talking about? Sask Warren? I'm not exactly sure on that website that you're talking about there. That's what we call our network here in Saskatchewan, Sask Warren communication group there. So back to you.
Yeah, that's affirmative. I have that one open up on my browser all the time, and go down to the various top groups, but the one we should probably add to that is the 420 link as well. And advising that, you know, we have a lot of newcomers that come to that page just because it's well established, and it'd be nice if we could invite a few of those new operators to the system. And they seem to be all coming in on the 420, so just a suggestion that if they got time, maybe just to watch the 420 for a bit, and whenever they have time, and invite when people show up.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. Well, with me having that Q show there with those three or four young people there, 13 years old, they're from different facets of the world. I think one was from Canada, one was from Germany, another one was from the UK there, I think. It's really good, and they've become friends on there, They talk normally with each other on there and connect up and that sort of thing. So they built up a comradeship or whatever amongst them on that 420 network as a local meeting place. So that's great. That's awesome. That's what's part of what ham radio is all about. So, I'll look at that email there, and you have yourself a great day. 73s, VE1, Echo Papa, VE5, RJM. Unless you got something else, start going.
All good. Sam, the operator from England, I think it's M7VIA or something like that. I think she says it's 12. And very interested in the Picos. In fact, she's writing a program that'll track multiple Pico balloons, and it will send her an email. I don't know what program she's running, but I'll have to send you that email now. I was quite impressed. Over.
Yeah, no, she's 13, she told me. I had a QSO with her, but still, quite young, and she's quite, actually, they were all good communicators, I was actually quite surprised how professional they were in their communications with each other. So, she must have had maybe a birthday just recently then maybe or something, because she said she was 13 when I was talking with her. Or maybe she didn't update her QRZ page maybe or something, but anyways, doesn't matter. Definitely, for sure their email, back to you.
Yeah, on a more sad note, I was actually supposed to go to a funeral today. My mechanic passed away last week, and the wife wanted to go, but she didn't feel up to it today, so. Another chapter closed in somebody's life. It was sad. Last time the wife talked to him, she said, when's the last time you seen the doctor? Because he was coughing and out of wind and all that. And a month later, he took a massive stroke. He only had 20% of his heart left. The rest is history. But, boy, people got to do at least their annual doctor's report, because you don't know what your heart's doing at any given time. I know personally when I go get my medications, I always use the blood pressure kit unit that they have there at their station there, with all the blood stuff that's going on, I keep a close eye on that. 73 Randy, I'll see if I can send you Sam's email there, where maybe you can understand it better than I can. One Echo, Papa Portable Clear, and I got to get back to finishing my closet here, over.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'd be interested in that program she's got there as well. Maybe we can be adapted for our own use here. That would be awesome. So, I'll talk to Derek. Derek looks after that Sask Warren page, and I think he might even have that 420 network on there. list it somewhere, but I'll just double check with him, and if it's not on there, he'll put it on, I'm sure. So, but right now he's probably still sleeping, so he's usually doesn't get to bed till early mornings of the day.